Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to, letter, with U.S. tariffs looming, Prime Minister wants Alberta's oil, published earlier today. I am writing in response to the letter and the complete misinformation presented within it. The Energy East pipeline was not shut down by Justin Trudeau's government. It was cancelled by TransCanada due to uncertain commodity prices compared to the cost of construction, a looming legal fight with the 180 Indigenous communities the pipeline would cross, and opposition from North Bay, Kenora and Thunder Bay, which were also along the intended route. Moreover, the Trans Mountain Expansion Pipeline project from Alberta to British Columbia was purchased and completed by Trudeau's government at a cost of billions in public money, when Kinder Morgan, the original owner, was going to walk away from the project. It began operation on May 1, 2024, and tripled Canada's, largely Alberta's, oil export capacity. Far from trying to destroy Alberta, an industry focused largely in that single province has effectively received billions in public subsidies. In this age of AI fakery and outright lies by public figures, this sort of nakedly partisan misinformation needs to be refuted and rejected at every level. Jeff Woodman, Innisfil.